Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I will give full credit to NPR because this is where I first saw the story. And John Choi engaged in a conversation with the folks over at NPR, so due credit to them. But it's just talking about the enormous difference right now between St. Paul and Minneapolis and solving crimes. Just looking at last year as an example, in Minneapolis, the police department solved 23% of non-fatal shootings. That absolutely is not enough. Now, on a contrast, St. Paul, the city's on track for a 70% drop in homicides by the end of 2025, and they're solving more than 70% of the crimes. The man involved in these investigations is the Ramsey County attorney. Man has joined us a number of times over the years. John Choi is with us. John, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. John, why are you having so much success in solving crimes, including this parallel where you're having this credit as opposed to what Minneapolis is doing in a similar way?
Well, Chad, thanks for having me on your show and with your listeners today. I think the first thing that's really critical is that we've got to get into a collaborative types of relationships and work. I think that is the secret, I think, to the sauce that's happening over in Ramsey County, St. Paul. You know, at the beginning part of the pandemic, when we were experiencing things that we had not experienced in a really long time, like carjackings and this uptick in violent crime, you know, we were doing a lot of the things that I see around the country is that we were blaming each other. And we, quite frankly, we sucked at addressing the things that we really needed to do. And so we started a table called the Violence Reduction Leadership Group, and we started having conversations about things that we could agree on and pull in the same direction. And one of the issues that came to the forefront, in credit to St. Paul Mayor Carter for bringing this up within St. Paul, and then I was at a conference in Utah that talked about these non-fatal shooting clearance rates, and they're abysmal across the country. In fact, Minneapolis's rate of 23 is probably about normal, but we said in St. Paul, could we all pull in the same direction? And that's the key about all of this, and start getting to work. And so in St. Paul and in Ramsey County, they used the money that they were given to them by the legislature and the governor around public safety. And instead of, like, you know, buying a fire truck or using it to pay for overtime, we decided to try to drive a better outcome around solving non-fatal shootings. And this type of crime, this is when somebody is, you know, trying to kill somebody, but we don't actually catch or solve that particular crime. We were at about 37% beginning in 2024. We knew that we could do better. We thought 50% would be a great outcome. And so we studied kind of what Denver did and saw that they had increased their numbers dramatically. And so we went to work on pulling that together. But before we talk about the technical, it's so important that it's like we're on the same page. And that's and really today I'm speaking on behalf of this great collaboration of police and social services, our Office of Neighborhood Safety, all of the elected officials that was a part of Ramsey County that really kind of said that we'd show up with humility and grace, listen to one another and not have to always be right. And just think about just trying to do the right things for the community.
Okay, John, you just laid, I was going to ask you who makes up this group. You just laid that out. So give me an example of a crime that occurred, let's say, a year before this collaboration, and what was your approach, and now a crime that occurred after the collaboration where these numbers have jumped up beyond your expectations.
Yeah, so in a non-fatal shooting, the person who was shot is still alive. But oftentimes what would happen is the witnesses that were involved or the victim, they don't want to participate in the police investigation or the prosecution. And the main reason is because they're fearful for retaliation. And so in that context, it's really easy for the very busy investigators to move on to the next case. But if keep in mind that when we have a homicide, the victim is not there. They've been shot and they've been killed, right? But we solve those cases at a 90% clip. So what we're doing is basically just doing what we do for in response to a homicide. So a much more intensive investigation, and we're committed to solving the case without the victim's testimony. I mean, it's great if they can participate and are willing. Mm-hmm. We also created an emergency fund that takes care of some of these issues to get people out of town or to work on their safety. And that was money that the Ramsey County Board appropriated, and we're starting to use that in earnest to try to help keep people safe.
How much of this, too, John, because we've had Bob Fletcher on a number of times over the years,
yep.
And Fletcher has talked about some of the assets he has, and obviously this is separate from St. Paul Police, but this is his collaboration also, where they have dedicated individuals, or the St. Paul Police Department has dedicated individuals to this pursuit, whereas Minneapolis does not, and a lot of that is just tied to a bigger city and the lack of police officers they believe they need to have this sort of workforce.
Yes. I mean, it's a lot easier for on our side of the river. Number one, we've got that collaboration. And so when we talked about this, the board said, we will give you some of our public safety money. The city council and the mayor said, I definitely want this money to be used for the non-fatal shooting unit. And so they created a standalone unit in St. Paul. That's not, you would think that's really easy to do, but it's
right.
Not. And they
well, can
out
I stop you on that?
That?
Can I just stop
yeah.
on that? Because I think there are a lot of people listening right now who think, why didn't this happen all along? Like when you just say, hey, a standalone unit, we have some of these unsolved crimes. Why didn't this happen before, and why isn't Minneapolis doing the same damn thing?
You know, I don't know what's going on in Minneapolis, but I can tell you like what's going on in St. Paul, Ramsey County. Whether or not we agree with each other on everything, it doesn't matter. We're focused on, you know, things that we can agree on. And we're learning from one another. We're listening to one another. We show up in these meetings with grace and humility and recognize that we're trying to serve the people and we need to get better outcomes. And I really believe that if we're all pulling in the same direction, we're going to get a lot done. And when you have maybe an environment where people are blaming each other or they're not talking to each other or any of that stuff, the conditions for change can't happen because very rarely does one person or one agency make a difference. It's really a collaboration where everybody pulls in the same direction, and we can do a lot more there.
I want to ask you about a tweet from Mary Moriarty because she was reacting to some of the information that was also tweeted out, and Mary said this in her tweet. We did learn from, of course, Mary is the Hennepin County attorney who uh-huh. has been criticized and praised by a lot of people. She has not been quiet in comments by a lot of us, myself included. We did learn from the Denver model and the trip John Choi described. The difference is the St. Paul police implemented and MPD did not. You can see the difference in the clearance rates. Again, you just said you don't know all the TikTok in Minneapolis and MPD about this, but have you talked about this directly with Moriarty?
I don't believe I have, but she had, or at that time, her chief deputy Mark Osler, who was on the trip with us to Denver.
Yes,
and so it was a great learning experience for them. But I mean, the prosecutor's office isn't just alone going to be able to do this. I mean, Mark, I think, was very impressed with what they learned in Denver, but you got to bring that back. and you need people pulling in the same direction. And that's the key. And I think another thing, too, about crime is that we do so much of this blaming and deflecting to other people. And quite frankly, the way to get to better outcomes is really making sure that the electeds and all of the people that are working on this have a space where they're getting into good relationship and they're agreeing on common things that they can move forward on. And in St. Paul, that was the non-fatal shootings was one of them. Going after carjackings and auto thefts was another one.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have some agreement on non-public safety traffic stops in Ramsey County. You don't see the disorder or just the chaos in terms of like people not liking this potential policy that was done in Hennepin County or Minneapolis. There's about four or five agencies that has really embraced this change, and it's really made a difference also around trust, because community trust is a big part of this too, as a part of the strategy of making sure that we're doing everything that we can to listen to our community, all of our communities, and enacting the change that actually results in better safety outcomes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ramsey County Attorney John Choi is with us, covering a lot of topics, primarily early here on why St. Paul is having excellent success as a contrast to Minneapolis in solving crime. So let's talk about this, because when Moriarty announced that decision weeks ago, when that was announced, I had Brian O'Hara on at that time, the chief of police, and he said, you know, this isn't that big a deal in Minneapolis. But clearly there was a reaction. And I'm conflicted on this, John, because I know friends of mine who are not white. And when we compare the number of times we've been stopped, when we compare the number of times we've been stopped, we're in the same location. For some of those individuals, it's not close. So yeah. I get that concern. I think it's legit. It's far from all police. It's a small percentage of police. But it's awful when it does happen. But let's say it's me. I'm pulled over, and it's just expired tabs or whatever it might be, you know, minor offense. And then the officer sees something in my car and wants to investigate that. To the average listener who thinks, now, wait a second, you violated the law. You gave a legitimate reason for this law enforcement officer to pull you over. Then when I pulled you over and we're exchanging information, driver's license, et cetera, I spot something that I feel like should be investigated, and I don't do that. Why shouldn't they be troubled by that?
Well, first of all, that situation that you just talked about, hitting the jackpot, right? And by the way, this type of tactic is used for that very purpose. And so if you're using equipment violations to justify just a suspicion that you might have because there's a car driving at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
That's where we get into the place where it's not really helping all of us. And so in that instance that you just described, the hit rate on that is less than 2%. And in Ramsey County, it's been confirmed to be about 1.some%. And then Minneapolis police data, I think there was some reference to something about, again, being a low hit number. And so we need to think about, what about that 98% of situations? Those 98 out of 100, right? And so I think the better solution is to build out alternatives, which we did in Ramsey County. So we mail out letters to people we have a drop-down menu on the CAD system in the car, and they can record that. The next day, there's a letter sent telling them that they need to take care of this violation. And also, we offer them assistance, financial assistance, a coupon through the Lights On program. And by the way, everybody in Ramsey County is using that program. So I think that those are the things that we need to move towards, just better innovation and better thinking about just including everybody in this conversation. I said when we announced this back in 2021 that I could be wrong, and that if I am wrong, we'll stop doing it. But the reality is that the public safety data and the metrics, they're not showing that there's any increase in crime. It's actually the opposite. And we're gaining much more trust. And like I said before, when it comes to solving crime, we need to have the community trust to want to be able to participate in the police investigation and in the prosecution. Without that, we're going to have a difficulty in solving crimes.
Last thing I want to jump in. That's a fair answer, and I'm sure a lot of people are agreeing, and some are disagreeing. I want to talk about Metro Transit safety. Earlier in the year, you announced with another collaboration with a lot of the same folks you talked about, a safe and strong University Avenue, and to try to make Metro Transit in the area that you're in charge of safer. I know last week there was an individual who attacked somebody, left a woman with a fractured skull and other serious injuries. And I know that's one incident. Sometimes one incident can stand out a lot and can overcome all the other positive. How do you feel, because I think you announced this plan in May, now we are here approaching middle October, how do you feel how it's played out? And should somebody feel safe if they're in Ramsey County and they're on some form of Metro Transit?
So I think that when I read the facts of that particular case, it's just heart-wrenching to see something like that. So we certainly have a lot more work to do. And some of this stuff doesn't change just like overnight. But we're working at it. We're having those conversations about what we can be doing, prioritizing cases along the university corridor. We have a way in which we've prioritized these offenses that are coming to my office or the St. Paul City Attorney's Office, and working with the St. Paul Police Department and Metro Transit to better kind of coordinate some of those responses. And I think another big part of this, too, is that at some point, you know, we need to be looking at other tools like the trespass law or maybe declaring individuals as a public nuisance that they can't be on using. You've lost the right to use the public transportation. So we're working at it. And, you know, once in a while, you're going to have these really big setbacks about one case. But I think the key is just to stay in that relationship, not blame each other. Think about the solutions that we need to bring to the table. And certainly one of them is, you know, the better investigations of cases that are on the corridor. I think the police department, both of them, St. Paul and Metro Transit, are doing a great job at investigating those crimes, and they're submitting to our office and we charge them. And I think the key is to look at like the clearance rates of all of these crimes along Metro Transit. And that's one of the things that we're focused on, is trying to make sure that when somebody makes a report of a crime, that we're trying to solve that.
John, I always appreciate your time. I hope that clearance rate gets better and better. We're all better off for it. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. You know, we'll reach out again down the line.
Great. Thanks so much, Chad. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.